Pods and Sods. Get up!
Who got caught?
Pods and Sods. Get down!
You can't stop the music, you bastard!
Mama. I wasn't really the spaceman.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
Pods and Sods, a podcast for the musically obsessed, featuring your hosts, Craig Smith and Eric Miller.
All that media stuff is very relevant.
There's more love there than anything else.
Kiss me.
Why stop being a fan?
Pods and Sods. Get up!
Who got caught?
Pods and Sods.
Get down! Good evening and welcome to a fairly ridiculous episode of Pods and Sods. I'm Craig Smith.
I'm Eric Miller.
And I'm Brian Jacobs.
Brian Jacobs is our guest host on this next episode of Analyze Kiss.
Analyze Kiss.
Eric, would you care to tell us what lyric we have today?
Well, this is the 1984, I believe, Gene Simmons classic from Animalize, Burn Bitch Burn.
Yeah. I remember looking at this lyric sheet as an adolescent. The lyrics on the lyric sheet are not right. I believe that the lyrics that I'm looking at online are right. It's not going to help either way. Okay.
So what we do, this is Analyze Kiss, and we sort of, as we described it in our Two Sides of the Coin, our premiere episode of this series, we enjoy Kiss lyrics to a granular level.
Yeah. Very granular.
So we go line by line.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Burn, bitch, burn.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Gene Simmons.
Well, it's out of the frying pan and into the fire. You're bent over, baby. Let me be the driver.
Now, yep, I'm not sure what he's referring to here.
He might be referring to a little bit of the anal sex.
You think so?
Maybe just a little bit.
I thought he was talking about golf.
Well, he's gonna contradict this in the next line.
Well,
just when you think it's about the brown, a cut of pink. Wouldn't believe me if I told you, but this time you bit off more than you can chew. I believe that the pink is to throw us off from the brown.
You think so?
I believe that might be what it is.
If I may go back to the first
or
line.
Or it could just be, you know, from the back.
Slow down
doesn't
a little bit.
Doesn't have to be anal.
Slow down a bit.
I'm sorry.
So back to the first line.
Anything to add, Brian?
It's out of the frying pan into the fire.
Correct.
Bend over, baby. Let me be the driver, right?
Yes.
So the first phrase means it's going from bad to worse.
Right.
So that's his opening pitch to this woman he is trying to...
Woo?
Yes.
So would the same be this about the second line? You're bent over, baby, bad. Let me be the driver, worse. Like, it's bad enough that she's bent over, but now he's going to take control of the situation.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a romantic.
is
what we're getting from the beginning here.
An understatement, if I ever heard one. just a cut of pink?
So I didn't catch the third and fourth. Can you read those again?
Just a cut of pink. Wouldn't believe me if I told you, but this time you bit off more than you can chew.
Just a cut of pink.
Correct.
Seriously.
That's seriously what it is.
Fucking Gene.
Only Gene Simmons could get away with that in 1984.
Wow.
And then, of course, the ad lib, my, yeah, just listen to this babe.
I'm not
babe.
Even
babe.
Right.
He's throwing the word babe out there. But she's a cut of pink and she's bent over, but she's babe.
Well, not only that, like
correct.
He's saying, listen to this. Like, now I'm getting to my point.
Right.
All that horrible shit I've said to this line.
Is this where now, he gets really romantic?
Right.
At this point?
Now it kicks in.
Yes. I got nasty habits. It's a fine line. So many girls and so little time.
He's got nasty habits. It's a fine line. That sounds like, you know, I'm into stuff that's vaguely criminal.
Yeah. Vaguely.
Right. If she's not old enough to vote, for instance.
Right. Which has come up. When love rears its head, I want to get on your case. Oh, yeah. Oh, babe, I want to put my log in your fireplace.
Well. So when love
Brian,
rears, well,
oh wait,
love,
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. Brian, are you hearing these for the first time?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so this is you are an animalized virgin.
Mm.
Okay,
I'll give you that.
God bless you.
So bend over, Brian,
and let me
be the
driver.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Anything, Eric, on Want to Put My Log in Your Fireplace?
Well, even before that, when Love, I love how he peppers this song with Babe and Love.
Yes.
I like how you say peppers.
Right? Like that has anything, like it, like as he's writing these down, like he's thinking, well, if I draw it in a little bit by saying Babe, like it tempers.
Tempers. I don't know that Gene used the even thought the word tempers during this.
When Love, he just wanted to use the word head, right?
Yeah.
So it was when Love rears its head,
right?
Meaning,
and here's rears.
My head
rears. I might add, rears.
I have to say that that last line about putting my log in your fireplace is far more absurd than anything you've read to this point.
It is usually pointed out as the single most ridiculous Gene Simmons lyric, next to
/best.
Yeah, next to "I want to be your king bee, baby. I want your hornet's nest." I continue, and then the chorus, of course, is "burn, bitch, burn." Ooh. Now the lyric sheet for the album says,
"Hang on." So these verses are. Fair to say, they're sexual in nature.
Mm. Slightly. Right?
So then we get
to a degree.
So then we get to the burn, bitch, burn. Like, right. That is, what is that?
It kind of comes out of nowhere.
Right?
Right? Because
what does it have to do with the verses?
I mean, even if he's not doing it in the most romantic way, he's at least trying to get in the pink. Right? I mean, let's be honest about this.
I think he's just using a vague hot reference,
right?
First,
so
right,
you don't think it's
but
like
it's really pretty awful.
It is awful. It's fairly awful.
So yeah,
fairly awful.
So burn, bitch, burn kind of comes out of nowhere. Like it's you know, I want to do nasty and dirty things to you, but now it's burn, bitch, burn. Like
just a few short moments ago, she was babe,
right.
And now,
and all of a sudden,
bitch.
It's like the chorus is lifted from a different song about a woman that he doesn't want to be with, or a woman that's done him wrong, or maybe he's punishing this woman. Do you think that maybe that's the case?
Maybe. With his love head that's been reared, he's punishing
again.
Her.
let me add that in the lyric sheet for the album, it says as ad libs for this first chorus. Ain't starving for love, won't die of thirst. There ain't no deposit, no return. Those are not spoken in the song, correct?
I don't recognize those.
Yeah,
lyrics.
I don't. I think that these lyrics online are right, and these were maybe early lyrics that he.
There ain't no deposit.
Well, ain't no deposit, no return.
That's what they sent to the publisher, but when he actually went into the booth to record it,
he thought better of it.
I got nasty habits. It's a fine line. So many girls, so little time.
Right. It's beautiful.
So it's like
he's back on the second verse again.
Well, okay, yes. Well, you're moving kind of quickly.
I'm sorry.
So, again, the listener of this song is the woman that he's trying to woo, right?
Yes.
So he's actually saying, like, you know, I ain't got time. So many girls, little time. So let's make this happen.
Yeah.
Right. And then he gets angry.
Well,
with burn, bitch, burn.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Amazing.
Shall we move on?
Please.
It's an act of thrust.
Wait, an act of trust?
Thrust. Yeah, it's thrust on both of these. I think we can go with thrust, which is kind of just ingenious in itself. It's an act of thrust.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be trust. You know that's what he was going through. He was like, I think I'm gonna put an H in this word and totally blow everybody's fucking mind. It's an act of thrust, and any way you slice it, a call to a song on an album that would follow, any way you slice it. No sticks and stones, no kicks and groans can hide it. A fairly innocuous verse.
Well,
so far.
No, I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
It's an act of thrust. That really is.
That's.
Well, yes. It's credit to Gene Simmons for making taking any romance out of the act of making love.
Well, he's been doing this for 30 years.
Well, at
40 years.
This is a high watermark though. Like he gets better.
You think?
That's amazing.
All right.
I don't mean that in a great way.
I understand that.
And then the no sticks and stones, no kicks and groans can hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's...
He rhymed sticks and stones with kicks and groans, and that's better than Ace did previously.
That is impressive.
Well, it's better than the rhyme at the beginning with... what is it?
I know. Wouldn't believe me if I told you you bit off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
You and chew.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But this no sticks and stones line also speaks to like a woman who is not particularly willing.
Right. So this would be a sequel to like Making Love, you know, which is a song generally about glorified rape.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
She says no, baby, go, go, go.
That's right.
Line from that song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Who'd have thunk Kiss would have such lyrics?
She says stop, baby, go, go, go. Jesus. So why kid yourself? It's so cut and dry. Baby, back to baby again. Your body's condemned and figures don't lie. I think he's talking about a woman's figure. What do you think?
No, I think he's talking about some mathematical.
Really? Is that what you think? You may be wrong.
Well, what's the, your body's condemned?
Yeah.
Like what is that?
You're asking me?
Brian, thoughts?
Can we get Gene Simmons as a guest?
Your body's condemned.
Could it be so good that it's illegal?
There you go. Maybe.
I'm reaching.
Would then necessitate an act of thrust?
An act of thrust.
True.
Your body's condemned. Like that's, and he's trying to, you know. Bend her over and be the driver.
Let her be the driver. Let him be the driver. I got to cover my class. Want to sit up and beg. Got to keep my tail between my legs.
So now he's denying it. I got to keep my tail between my legs.
Right.
Like all this, me trying to do all these things now, I can't do that.
Right. That's where he's going midway through
the song.
It's a
complete opposite. So it starts off, right, very sexually aggressive and then angry. And now, like, nah, I gotta keep my tempers on my legs.
Right. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Oh, babe, gonna put you in your place. I don't know where this is coming from.
I think it's about, in this particular line, I think he's referring to the duality of man.
Is that what it is?
our ever, never ending search Gymnasium. For inner peace.
Is that what it is?
I think. Well, and it's also, you know, it also speaks to, like, I'm going to put you in your place like that. You know, I've probably said the word 50 times already, but that's very misogynistic.
Right? A little bit. Yeah.
I mean, I am, that line does not fit in the song Burn, Bitch, Burn.
No. Agreed.
This is clearly a crooner. And then to throw this line in here, like it's out of place.
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the song is front heavy with the innuendo. The last lines, which are kind of scattered through the chorus and then at the end here, are, well, the heels, H-E-E-L-S, are stacked against you.
The heels are stacked now.
Yeah.
Right. The line is, well, the heels are stacked now.
Well, yeah. But
oh, right.
During the chorus, yes, but I'm jumping to the verse after this because he kind of repeats it. Well, the heels are stacked against you. Don't burn your bridges. We're all through.
Okay. Hang on.
Hey, babe, and there's nothing you can do.
Yes. So line by line. Well, the heels are stacked against you.
That concludes the song.
Heels.
Wrestling?
Could be bad guy.
Could be bad guy.
Right? Heels mean bad guys are.
So basically what he's saying is that him and Vinnie Vincent are against her.
Maybe.
Okay.
But he wasn't on this record. But yes, I know what you're saying.
Right. Mark St. John.
Right. Time wounds all heels. Right. To quote John Lennon.
Right.
So, and then don't burn your bridges. We're all through.
Right.
So he's saying, don't burn this bridge, but we're through. Like that literally contradicts itself within the same line.
I feel like the...
I proudly bought this album when I was 11. Let me just add that in.
I feel like his message definitely falls off in the second half.
It kind of does, right? Because this song is very front loaded. I mean, when you're throwing out, you know, you want a cut of the pink...
so ridiculous.
It really is a front heavy tune.
Yeah. Thanks, anybody who's not actually offended yet.
Yeah. Any last comments?
Well, and then there's also that. Well, that last line is, "Hey, babe, there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do."
Like, this is a very pro rape song. It's very rapey.
If you had to break down the Kiss catalog, what percentage do you think would be very rapey?
You know, I'm going to give an honest number.
Yeah.
Probably like 15 to 25%.
Oh my god!
It's pretty high for a band that's been around for 40 years, right?
And you know, I've mentioned this before, but it's amazing that I have a healthy respect for women, like right. having grown up listening to these lyrics.
Yeah,
that I'm not just, you know, out and just doing craziness.
Did you ever say to a woman, "Keep it undercover, baby, and let me be your private eye"?
Well, that's a personal question.
All right, I'm sorry. Because I know the answer is yes. You said it to me once.
Yeah, so that's burn, bitch, burn.
Brian, this time you bit off more than you can chew.
I heard.
Okay. All right, well then for episode 2 of Analyze Kiss, I'm Craig Smith.
I'm Eric Miller.
This time I'm Brian Jacobs.
Burn, bitch, burn. Pods and sods. Get up!
Who got cool?
Pods and sods. Get down! Any last comments, Brian, as our guest on this one? All right. Well,
are there any other better, like, okay, in Gene's defense, if you were to, could you write a better rape song?
Could I write a better rape song?
It's a pretty awful question.
It is.
Of course,
I don't know that I personally could write one. No.
Right.
Wow, this got really dark all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, that's the nature of the song.
It is. Well, not really. I mean, there's no point where we think she's unwilling.
Absolutely. There's like 10 lines. This time you bit off more than you can chew, right? All right, well, wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Why is that one?
Wouldn't
believe me if I told you.
Sticks and stones, no kicks and groans can hide it.
I mean, we don't know that he bent her over. She may have been bent over.